Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, we ask that you would forgive us even right now for every sin of omission and every sin of commission as we rise and shine this morning at your command. And we say thank you, Father God, for watching over us as we slept, as we slumbered. And now we rise into a brand new spanking day, a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, Father. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. So, Father, with an attitude of gratitude, we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, and we surrender the day back over to you that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. So shall it be, Father. And we bless you and we say thank you. Thank you for blessing our services on this day. Thank you for anointing our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Father, that we will not be hearers only, but that we will be doers of your word. And we know that your word is powerful all in itself, sufficient all in itself. Your word will never, ever, ever return into your void, but your word will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So for this, we say thank you, Father. For this, we lift up your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we thank you, Father God, for your people everywhere. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus. Top of the morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Amen. Regardless of what part of the world you are in, we greet you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, that whatever you did, you had Jesus on your mind. We want to especially welcome all of our first time listeners around the globe on this morning. Thank you for being here with us. We ask that you would please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. So please have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the meal. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we have been going for a while, over 12 years, going on 13 years. And we have been faithful to the call to meet here every morning. Amen. So come on back. Amen. Enjoy the services to the extent that you come on back. Amen. And keep coming back and bringing somebody else back with you. We invite you to please visit our website at www.lifeword.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. And so we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen and amen. We know that we celebrated the Palm Sunday on yesterday. Amen. And we want to, amen, continue in that vein on today, knowing that this is what we call the Passion Week. This is what we call the Holy Week. This is what we call, amen, the week leading up to Jesus' death, burial, and his resurrection. It is the most holiest date on our calendar, on the Christian calendar. Amen. It's had so much significance. Amen. Let us begin this morning in the book of Matthew. Amen. Chapter number 21. Matthew chapter number 21. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. And it reads like this. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen and amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for this week leading up to Jesus' crucifixion, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem. Amen. We're calling it a love ride. It was a ride that he took into Jerusalem, and he did it based on love. He was compelled to go. Love drew him. Love was calling his name. He was love. Amen. And because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and Jesus loved the world, beloved, because he was about to sacrifice his life, Jesus knew what was ahead of him on this entry into Jerusalem, but love compelled him to keep going, even though if he had any apprehension in his flesh at all, it was denied, amen, because love compelled him to take this last ride. Glory be to God. It was going to be the last ride in, amen, hallelujah, but definitely not the end of his victory. And we can read this story in all of the Gospels, amen. It's available, the story is available in the 21st chapter of Matthew, the 11th chapter of Mark, the 19th chapter of Luke, and then the 12th chapter of John. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. But beloved, before Jesus, amen, made his entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before his death, we read in Luke chapter number 19, verse 41, that when Jesus came near and saw the city, he wept. He wept over it. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for the emotions of Jesus. Amen. That Jesus was had emotions. Isn't that beautiful to know that we have a Savior who can empathize with us, and he knows what we're feeling. He feels what we feel when we're sad. He knows what it's like to feel sad. When we're in grief, he knows what it's like to be in grief. When we weep, he knows what it's like. Amen. To cry. Amen. And so it tells us that he wept. Amen. But in spite of his weeping, Jesus kept going. He kept going. He kept going. He continued on his way into Jerusalem. He said, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Glory be to God. Amen. He refused to allow his emotions to hinder his destiny. He refused to allow his emotions to get him to change his mind. He refused. He said, I got to go. Glory be to God. There's a work, there's a will, there's a mission, there's something that needs to be. I can't allow my emotions to stop me from doing what God is calling me to do. He had to be united with his destiny. And he knew that he had to go into the city. He had to go into the city, so he went. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, Jesus knew that this was the time to go, and the Spirit had already been prophesied, and he had to go now, not tomorrow, not the next day, but he had to go right now. And the reason that the Spirit chose this Sunday for Jesus to enter into Jerusalem, beloved, because of the celebration of the great Passover festival that was about to begin. You see, during this time of the year, Jews from all over Roman, see, they came to Jerusalem, and they was just celebrating. This was their time. This was their annual celebration, and they would celebrate not just one day. They would celebrate all week long, and they did this to remember the great Exodus from Egypt. Because the Lord told them to remember when God, amen, used Moses, amen, for that great Exodus from Egypt, the opening up of the Red Sea, the crossing over into the promised land. And it was great, a wonderful testimony, a wonderful miracle, something never to be forgotten, even to the extent that we even call it into remembrance, even in today's time. And so they are celebrating, getting ready. So this would be a wonderful time for Jesus to come, because the courtyard wouldn't be empty. He know that he could find a full house. He know that he could get the attention of the people. Glory be to God. So God is very, 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 very intentional, beloved. Amen. God does nothing happenstance. Whatever will be, no, not in the Lord's kingdom. Amen, hallelujah, whatever God says will be, amen, and we know that all things work together, amen, for good, for those who love the Lord and for those who are the called according to his purposes. So here come Jesus, amen, coming on in the city, and the Bible tells us, amen, that they pull the branches out. And that's where we get the palms. You probably saw everyone yesterday. Maybe you have some yourself. People bring the palms home, and they make crosses out of the palms and different little things, and put the palms up on the wall or wherever your knickknack shelf or whatever. Amen. But the palms, beloved, the palm branch is a symbol. It's a symbol of victory. It's a symbol of triumph, a symbol of peace, and a symbol of eternal life. And so what they did is they took the palm leaves, and as Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, they laid them down at Jesus' feet. See, oh yeah, welcome, 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 welcome. See, and this was the perfect symbol for a victorious, yet a peaceful hero. They was glad to see him. Oh, they was glad to see Jesus. Yes, the people, they were ecstatic. They went wild. They was happy. They was high-fiving everybody. I could imagine. Glory be to God. It was a joyous day for them. Glory be to God. And they began to say, Hosanna, 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 which means pray, save us, save us, save us. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Psalms 24:7 tells us to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, and they were celebrating the King of glory. They, oh, glory be to God, they was giving majesty, amen, to the Lord, amen. Hosanna, 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 amen. They was pleading for God to save them, see, because in their understanding at that particular time, they did not quite understand. Even the disciples themselves did not understand what was ahead of Jesus. And so here in Jerusalem, when they saw Jesus coming in on Palm Sunday, they were under the impression that Jesus was coming to save them from political oppression. Jesus was going to come and be the ruler of the land. He was going to maybe be, as we have presidents and kings, you know, that take authority in our country, they was thinking that Jesus was going to do the same thing. See, so when they was crying out, save us, save us, save us, save us from the political oppression. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah expresses our praise to the Lord for the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this is, amen, what was happening here. And Jesus did not turn around. Jesus went in. Glory be to God. But beloved, what I want you to see this morning is this. When Jesus went and entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he was fulfilling prophecy. Come on now. Let me tell you something. God's word never returned unto him void. It will always accomplish everything he sent it forth to do. I don't care if it's 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now. There's still some prophecies that was prophesied thousands of years ago that still have not come to pass. But guess what? They are coming. Amen. And it was prophesied back in Zechariah chapter number 9, verse number 9. And the prophecy reads like this. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. Oh, there was a prophecy being fulfilled. Glory be to God. The people knew that some of them knew that prophecy was being fulfilled right here before their eyes. Jesus, here comes Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Riding into Jerusalem on an ass. And Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Was able to fulfill prophecy. He was being set up, setting himself up for what was to come before him, setting himself up, knowing that just a few days later, he was going to be crucified, knowing that just a few days later, he was going to die a brutal death, but knowing that the death, the slaughter was necessary. He had to die. They did not take his life. He chose to give his life, but he had to fulfill this beloved, in order for him to rise again on Resurrection Sunday. Jesus could not have risen again if he had not first died. And Jesus would not have died if he had not taken that last ride into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And Jesus would not and could not have taken the ride into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday unless there was an ass. He could have chose to walk into Jerusalem. He could have chose a horse to go into Jerusalem. He could have chose a chariot to go into Jerusalem. But Jesus chose an ass. Jesus, amen, chose an ass because it was to fulfill the prophecy that was already prophesied. Jesus needed a vehicle. Jesus needed a mode of transportation. Jesus needed something in particular to complete the assignment, detail by detail, that was expected of him. And this is why we read in our scriptures here, beloved, and in Matthew chapter number 21, Jesus said, sent the two disciples and said, go over there and get that ass. Because Zechariah 9 and 9 already said he was coming in on one. And they're going to give you a hard time when you get there. But if they do, just let them know that Jesus has need of this ass. Because this is the ass that he's going to ride to fulfill his assignment entering into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And it tells us, glory be to God, in our scripture that the two disciples went, glory be to God, and loosed the ass, brought the ass to Jesus, dressed the ass, Jesus got on the ass, rode the ass, and glory be to God, and went forward in his assignment. Beloved, I come this morning to let you know that Jesus needs you. The same way Jesus could not have fulfilled his assignment unless that ass was there. You could have said, well, no, the ass is not available. Tell him to walk. The ass is not available. Take the horse. The ass is not available. Take a chariot. The ass is not available. Rent Uber. The ass is not available. Jesus said, no. Let him know I have need of this thing. I have need of the ass. I have need of you. How could an ass be so important to Jesus? Huh? And some of you might be asking this morning, well, how could you be so important to Jesus? I want you to know that your life makes a difference. I want you to know that you're here for a purpose. I want you to know, glory be to God, there's a reason, amen, that God still has you around. It's a reason God didn't save you and take you straight to heaven. I want you to know the reason you survived the accident. I want you to know it's a reason you survived the surgery. I want you to know it's a reason that bullet didn't take you out. Because God has need of you. Glory be to God. He has need. And beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. God has need of you because, amen, there's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. Glory be to God. He says, go ye into the highways and the byways. Compel them to come. We want folks to be saved, but we don't want to witness to nobody. We want everybody to go to heaven, but we don't want to pray for nobody.
We want everybody to be blessed, but we don't want to do nothing for anybody. God has need of your hands. God has need of your feet. God has need of your voice. God has need of your gifts. God has need of your mind. God has need of your servant. I tell you, God has need of you. The same way he needed that ass, he needs you. And whatever you bring in. Glory be to God. Beloved, like those who witnessed Jesus' victory parade into Jerusalem, we have expectations for what we think God should do to make life better, to make life safer, and to make life more enjoyable. Like excited spectators, we cannot wait to see suffering stopped, injustice corrected, and prosperity begun. Also, like the people on the road to Jerusalem that day, we have much to learn about Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection. We must not let our personal desires carry us away and the celebration and shouting, lest we miss the meaning of true discipleship. Huh? Getting ready for Easter dinner, Easter shopping, new clothes, eggs, and Easter hunts, and ham, and pork, and beef, huh? Easter bonnets, huh? What one day a year that you go to church? They ain't go to church hardly none other 12 months, but you go in this, the churches will be packed. People haven't even come back that much since COVID. But guess what? They'll be back on this Sunday. Huh? Why? Because you're in, amen, celebration mode. But beloved, we cannot miss the true meaning, of discipleship. Glory be to God. We are called to make other disciples. We are called to carry the gospel. We are called to care for the sick. We are called to do and to help those who are looking for a hand up. Beloved, God has need of you. Well, God don't need nothing. No, God does need something. Jesus needed that ass, and he needs you, and yours too. Glory be to God. In our excitement, beloved, and Palm Sunday is a time to be excited. Easter is a time to be excited. Every day actually is a day to be excited because it's a day that the Lord God, he has made. We must remember that following Jesus involves hardships and may include suffering and even death. Will you go? 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 Will you go where the Lord is sending you? Will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes, I'll go? Glory be to God is calling you. God is calling you. Glory be to God. He called Moses. He called Abraham. He called Isaiah. He called Ezekiel. Glory be to God. He called Peter. He called Paul. Beloved, let me tell you something. God has called you to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The scripture says, hallelujah, that ye are called. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has called you. He's called you by your name. You was born, amen, for a reason. You was born again for a reason. Amen. Glory be to God. And God has called. Hallelujah. He has need of you. Before the foundation of the world, God chose you. He knew the day you was going to be born. He knew your mama was going to be, your daddy was going to be. He knew what hospital you was. He knew the midwife. He knew everything because you were called. God said, I need you. I need your gift. I need your patience. I need you to pray and intercede. I need you to serve as an intercessor. I need you to go into the highways and the byways and compel men and women to come. I need you. that little baby over there, glory be to God, is in need of you. Glory be, in need of your touch, in need of your embrace, in need of your money, in need. God has need of you. Will you tell the Lord yes? We start this week by compelling you on this Passion Week, on this Holy Week. Glory be to God, to let us renew our vows with the Lord. Let's go back to the old landmark. Let us tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord we'll go. We'll go. We'll go. We'll go. Where you tell us to go. Beloved, Jesus was in need of an ass. Jesus. Isn't that something? God needs something. Isn't that something? You never even thought about it that way, did you? Because you think God don't need nothing. He's God. He don't need nothing. No, he needs something. That's why that precious ass was born in the first place. Beloved, I come to tell you that's why you was born in the first place. That ass was necessary for him to fulfill his prophecy. Can you imagine if it wasn't for that ass, Jesus could not have fulfilled his prophecy. If it wasn't for that ass, Jesus would not gone into Jerusalem. If it was not for that ass, if Jesus had not gone into Jerusalem, Jesus would have not been crucified. And if Jesus would not have been crucified, that means Jesus would not have been resurrected. Jesus' whole destiny would have been off course if it wasn't for that ass. Beloved, I come to tell you God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Glory be to God. He is in need of you. Will you let him use you? Just tell him yes. Just tell him yes. Tell him yes, I'll go. I'll go where you send me. I hear you calling my name. I've been running. But this morning, I'm going to stop and say yes. I hear you lead me in a direction that I really, really didn't want to go, but I'm going to stop this morning and say yes. I've been fighting you for a long time, Father God, trying to get my way and hoping you would change your mind, but this morning I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes to your will. If you send me, I'll go. I'm going to go because I know you have need of me. I know you have need of my smile. You have need of my gifts. You have need of my anointing. You have need of the blessings and the stewardship that you have given me. Oh, glory be to God. You have need of me. Hallelujah. And I'll go. And when they ask me where I'm going, hallelujah, I'll be like my brother Moses, my brother Abraham. Hallelujah, I'll be like the two disciples. Hallelujah, say the Lord has need. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if they ask you anything, just tell them the Lord has need of this ass. Hallelujah. If anybody asks you any questions after you tell the Lord yes, just tell them the Lord got need of me, and I'm going. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins today, God has need of you. God has need of you. Doesn't make a difference what color you are, what gender you are, glory be, how rich you are, how poor you are, how educated you are, glory be, God. God already knew, glory be to God, because you were called. Romans tell us that you was called, not just the preachers, not just the apostles, not just the fivefold ministry. You were called. And God is waiting on you. What you waiting for this morning? Don't wait no more. Don't wait no more. Come on. Come on. We want to lead you to the cross. Hallelujah. We want to lead you to the cross. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though all millions have come, there's still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. First Peter 2:9 says, but ye are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people. God has need of you because you was chosen before the foundation of the world for such a time as this. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner, and I come this morning confessing my sins before you. Every sin of omission and commission, and I ask for your forgiveness. I ask that you would forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I open my mouth and I open my heart, and I invite Jesus in to be my Lord and my Savior, to rule, to reign from the throne of my heart. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you, Father, that my name is now confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now use me, because I know you have need of me, and lead me in the direction that I should go. And my soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. You are saved. You're bona fide saved. Bona fide saved. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would transition this afternoon, amen, heaven is your destiny. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's the beginning and not the end. Glory be to God. A mother does not give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. So reach out to us here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Let us help you, amen, to grow and mature into your full salvation. Amen. The angels are rejoicing and so are we. Now, for those of you who are already saved, but you've been a little lax, doing your own thing, serving God on your own schedule, working for him when it's convenient for you, really haven't done anything lately for his kingdom. Come on, come on. Let us come up out of that procrastination today. This is Holy Week. Let us renew our commitment. Let us renew our vows. Amen. God has need of you. You've been working with that person for the last year, 10 years. They don't even know you're saved. The neighbors don't even know there's Christians on the block. Come on, we got to do better than this. God put you on that block and in that house for a particular reason. You thought you chose it, but no, that was God. God put you on that job for a particular reason. We have a mandate to compel men and women to come. Open your mouth, beloved. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. And know that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. If you've been a little lax, come on, let us put it under the blood. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we come this morning thanking you for your grace and for your mercies. Father, we have been a little slowful in doing missionary work. Missionary work is not always on an airplane somewhere, Father God. Our assignment could be to the people next door. Our assignment could be to the people living even in our homes, across the street, in the supermarket lines. Actually, our assignment is everywhere we go, there is an assignment. There's a word, Father God, to be dropped. There's a person to be encouraged. There's a blessing to be shared. Forgive us, Father, for being selfish, for being lazy. Forgive us. And Father, we, starting this day, we recommit. Father, we ask that the fire would come back, the zeal would come back, and our walk and our talk with you, and our ears will be open to hear your instruction. Help us to obey to the letter, Father, as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ in our own unique ways and our own unique flavor. Nevertheless,
We are planting seed into somebody's soil. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There it is. This is Holy Week. Amen. Glory be to God. This week, we'll be looking at that last week, Jesus leading up to the cross. Amen. Every morning this week, by the grace of God, on Friday. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessed Friday. It wasn't a bad Friday. It was a good Friday. We'll be celebrating Good Friday. We thank God for our seven speakers lined up. Amen. On that holy celebration. Glory be to God. This Friday night is our Friday night praise party. If we didn't have but one praise party a year, this Friday night would be the night to do it. Because it is time to celebrate. Oh, Jesus was dead, but that's not the end of the story. Ah, come on, somebody. Yeah, he was dead that Friday night now, some 2,000 years ago, but that wasn't the end of the story. So this Friday night, amen, our Friday night praise party at 9 p.m., and then on this Sunday, amen, we bless the Lord, amen, Bishop Westfield, Evelyn Westfield, and they have not been in the church for several months now. Several months. It was some, they had to, it was some discrepancies there. But they found a temporary building. It's not a permanent building. Glory be to God, because the building is, the people who own the building worship on Saturday. So that means that Sunday, the church was empty. So they did find a building, and they're going to be in this Sunday, which is the first Sunday, Easter Sunday. It's going to be their first service. So we'll be giving you information this week. Invite you to come on out. And we'll still be having our service, but we want to be there and help them celebrate their first service on this Easter Sunday in their new building in the Mount Airy section. Amen. So what good news. Amen. Good news. Good news. All good news. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Again, glory be to God. If you gave your life to Christ, and we notice in South Korea, our audience level is increasing. Amen. So reach out to us any way you can, by telephone, by email, via our website, by regular mail, a P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And all that information is found on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you. Ah, rabakum, ba, 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 ba. Let me say this. Let me say this. Ah, rabakum, be, 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 ba, ba, ba. I know that this message here might get a little talk, but that's what we want. We want people to talk about it when we post it on social media today. I know a lot of people going to say they now believe that Pastor Bradford, amen, came on talking about Jesus was in need of an ass. I love it. Just take them when they tell you that. Tell your pastor cusses to let show. Take them to Zechariah 9:9 in the King James. All right, and show them that your pastor was not cussing. Take them to Matthew's chapter 21. Show them that your pastor was not cussing, and just let them know that ass is just another word for donkey. But because Pastor Bradford is raw and righteous, she decided to go raw and righteous. Because sometimes that's the only way you're going to get somebody's attention. And somebody need to know that Jesus is in need of you. That's what I said. I didn't say Jesus was in need of your ass. I said Jesus was in need of you. Now you fill in the blank. Father God, in Jesus' name, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you for the word that never returns unto you void. Our soul says yes. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father God. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, cancel tears,
cancer with, Father. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, we have already condemned. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to Christ today. Thank you, Father God, for your people who are rededicating and recommitting their lives to you on this Holy Week. Thank you, Father, for everything. In all things, we give you praise. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. It will not come to pass. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. Amen. I love you. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to be popping up on Facebook sporadically this week. Amen. With some little short words of encouragement, not a full sermon, just some little words of encouragement during this Holy Week. Amen. Encouraging. Amen. The people. Amen. On the real meaning of Easter or resurrection. Call it whatever you want. Jesus died and Jesus rose again. Bottom line. Amen. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Have a blessed day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't want to fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy.